This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast on your Bumbleo Wednesday. Another round of bangers, which I'm doing particularly well in this week. Also, Keith Lemon visits us to play the naked game. And what we weren't allowed to ask, William and Kate.
Scott
Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Scott here. You find me quite disappointed in myself today.
Yeah, because last night.
Yeah,
I feel the same. We were texting about this as well.
So last night was the BBC Radio and Music Awards, which, you know, every industry has their awards. Well, it was the radio BBC version last night. Award ceremony presented, and may I say, very well by Greg James. Effortless. And then we went on stage to announce the winner of Best Podcast. And I've got to be honest,
I'm not happy with what we did.
We were rubbish.
We were awful. And do you know what? All our bosses were out there, sat out the front. And
our bosses were behind us.
It's wicked to be asked to present one of those awards.
Why were we no good?
Everyone stood up and offered something towards the evening.
People
there was
were
the guy,
funny.
The guy who did impressions, he rolled out the old...
Donald Trump,
you know?
He did the Donald Trump
Gave the crowd what they wanted.
Jeremy Vine off Radio 2 was like...
He did a little history lesson.
Did a history about the building that we're in and, like, he used to have a curtain down the middle of it and all that. And then we went on...
People were funny.
People were funny and we were humour-free.
We were dry as.
Yeah.
And you know what? They give you a card with what to say about the person who's won the award. We basically just stood up and... Really, you sold the podcast.
Yeah, but...
You literally just said, oh, please...
Download the podcast.
No one made some awful, awful joke.
Yeah, and no one laughed.
Inappropriate.
I'd be interested to know from anyone that, like, at their work award ceremony has really messed it up on stage.
We badly represented ourselves last night at those awards, and it's not that we're comedians or anything, but we're better than that.
Right, sometimes we can be funny, but there was absolutely zero evidence of that last night.
Dry lunch. That's
horrendous.
What we were.
Afterwards, me and Chris had to have a crisis talk with each other.
Shall we keep doing this anymore? Because it's like...
We were so down about it. We were like, well, what's the point of this now? Huh? I mean, I know it's like one moment of time, but even so...
The bosses were watching anyway. We'll do better today.
Everyone was there. If you've ever had this with your work thing and you've won an award maybe or you're presenting the award and you've just messed it up, make us feel better about ourselves, would you? 81199.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Phil in Milton Keynes has made me feel a bit better, actually. So he was a team leader, accepting an award on behalf of his team for Team of the Year. Quite a big kind of award ceremony, this. He meant to say, we've had a great year because of the faith shown in us by our manager. What came out was, we've had a great year because our manager basically lets us do whatever we want, which is completely different. Like, you went completely off script there. And then he catches him in the corner of his eyes, the manager, doing the get off stage, wrap up move with his hands.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
You've really messed it up in an award ceremony, haven't you?
Oh, I did.
Okay, make me feel better. Go.
Okay, so it was the award tonight. I was a little bit merry, had a couple of the free Proseccos. Just a couple. And I was on the table looking after the awards that people had won. And I might have got a bit happy throwing my limbs around and smashed the award that my boss had won.
Throwing your what around?
I was throwing my limbs around, Scott.
Limbs?
Yeah, my arms. Just my arms.
I've never heard anyone say, I was just throwing my limbs around.
Oh, well, you know what happens when a good tune comes on and, like...
Oh, no. Yeah. And so you smashed up the award.
I smashed it and I sobbed. I felt so bad I sobbed. And not just like, a little tear here and there, like, I'm so sorry, crying.
Oh, yeah, so bad. You need to go home.
Were you organising the event?
No, I was just holding the awards for people, the responsible person.
Scott, I always like the people who organise the event because they have to wear a jazzy top, always sparkly.
Jazzy top, always sparkly and always... always with like a little Britney Spears microphone there and a walkie-talkie and an air of real self-importance.
Yeah, none of that.
But they're not, because they're just doing like the sausage awards or that. But anyway, but for that one night, they feel powerful, a bit like a bouncer, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that, and I'm sorry to hear you cried, but then there is always a crying girl at an award ceremony.
That's very true, and it was me.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Keith Lemon.
Scott Mills, how's it going?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really excited because we're doing Juice Live.
And I know.
I really buzz off it, you know, because to me, it's just like doing normal juice.
Yeah.
But because it's live, it's that worry. You know, when you go to an ad break, we hope people are watching. This is exciting, isn't it? But I think this time, I want to do more mistakes because I'm a well-oiled machine.
You are, actually.
But I've been doing it for 10 years, Juice.
Right, I was like, did you ever think there'd be this many series?
No chance, because I remember when we used to practice it in the basement at Talkback Productions for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I said, is this ever going to be on telly, or do we just meet up and pretend we make telly in a basement? it's borderline weird. It's like Pulp Fiction stuff, this.
Yeah.
And then, series 19 kicking off with a
19,
yeah. And we've got Toph, the Queen of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
The current Queen of the Jungle.
Yeah.
We've got Christopher Ramsay.
Yes,
who's trying to become the King of Geordieland, I think. You know, he's good. He's a good lad, though.
Yeah,
I like him. He's a good friend. And we've also got Russell Brand. And
live.
Yeah.
How come they still trust you to do live?
Well, you know what? People ask me that question.
But do you think everyone wants it to go wrong? That's why you watch
stuff. I want it to go wrong. Right. That's what I'm saying. The last two times we did it live, it went really smooth and everyone was happy. And I went, it could have been worse, though.
Yeah, you want it to be a bit worse.
I'm going to have a chat with Gino beforehand and we're going to have plenty of drinks.
Do the audience get strapped into their seats? Like, or are they allowed to freely move
no,
as well?
No, because have you ever been to a telly audience?
Well, yeah.
You're not
allowed
to go for a wee in the middle of it, are you?
But that's what I'm saying. You can't trust them live.
No,
surely.
No. Well, it's only 45 minutes, so if you can't hold your pee in for 45 minutes, you've got a problem, haven't you? You just don't think of water. It's like when you've got hangover, you're going to puke up. This is a weird thing, but it works. Think of water on marble and it stops you from being sick. And I think it's because it's such an obtuse thing to think of. You're like, well, how much water is it? And what colour is the marble? And is it a marble tile or is it like a field of the stuff? Like the whole, like, or is it just like a kitchen mat with marble tops? Or how much water is it? And is it coloured water? And it's me, so many options.
Puts you off it.
You know
it?
What? I don't feel sick anymore.
Yeah, that's really good advice, actually.
But
yeah.
Someone told me that it's the still elements of water. And marble. I'm telling you,
it's very pure.
Yeah. It stops you from being sick.
You.
The audience at Juice is like stag and hen parties. It's crazy. And they're all stripping off in the ad break and stuff. Mm. I guess they won't be doing that in this.
That's the
one.
Thing, because it's live. Yeah. That's my worry, is that you'll get someone in the audience who gets a bit excited.
Oh,
they want to be on the show.
You just give me a wicked idea. What? Thanks.
What?
We need a streaker, don't we?
Streaker would be amazing.
We need a streaker.
Yes. I love a streaker.
Anyone that's listening to this and is coming to watch Celebrity Juice Live, feel free to streak. Please feel free, and we promise we will not pixelate anything. This is 10 o'clock.
So right.
You're allowed to see things swinging.
That's what you need. Tomorrow night on ITV2. All right, Keith, in a minute, we're going to play something called The Naked Game. Wait right there.
One. Scott Mills.
Okay, Keith, we've got three people on the line now. They're all going to say that they are naked, but only one of them actually is, all right?
I have to guess who's naked.
Yeah, we have
Do
to
I have to put the cans on? Yeah, and
you've got
a
massive
headphones.
Cowboy hat on, though.
It's a Vivian Westwood Mountie hat. Often people say, you look like Pharrell. I know.
Do look like Pharrell.
Oh, we've got the exact same eyes.
Yeah. Right, so can they fit around you?
I'll just do it like that.
Yeah, all good. Looking like everything.
Now I'm on Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
No, Band-Aid's one on, one off, isn't it?
Yeah, one on, one off.
If you were in Band-Aid, who would you be in Band-Aid?
Which Band-Aid, though?
Yeah, which one?
Do you know what
the
I mean?
Original one.
I would be.
Bono,
yeah, everyone wants to be Bono.
I've written
a sitcom called I Am Bono.
Have you?
And it's about Bono just before the Joshua Tree came out, which is their fifth album. Not that I'm a super fan of U2, but so it's just before the fifth album and he decides to go on holiday before they go in the recording studio. He goes on a skiing holiday and no one's told him that you need salopettes and a puffer jacket. So he turns up in a vest and a leather waistcoat and cowboy boots and he's well vexed.
Yeah.
But he's shopping around. You know, there's all those it's more expensive to buy all your skiing equipment whilst you're out there than it is to get it before you go.
Definitely
and he's
is.
Vexed about that, and he always and in his thing he goes, "I'm Bono, I want 30% off." and he hangs out with David Bowie because this is a time when David Bowie was alive, and when he had the lightning down his face, and he said, "What have I told you about the lightning when we're at the bar? Don't wear the lightning on the face because everybody's looking at. We look like attention seekers, so don't wear that."
30%.
And then the man behind that bar will go, "Oh." that's £4 because it's back in the day of Joshua Tree, so it was
so
cheaper.
Quite cheap, yeah.
And but it still go, I want 20% off. I don't know. And they've brought all the episodes. And,
that's amazing.
If anyone's listening at ITV, that's what I will be pitching next. And I've told a couple of people and they laugh at me, but I mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've even got in my head the second series. It's called I Am Tina Turner. And I'll play Tina Turner. But I'm going to wear Prospect, so it looks real. So yeah, you go, really Bono?
I know.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's play the naked game. Three people on the line. One of them is actually a naked. We have to work out who is who. Line one, who is this?
Hiya, I'm Abby and I'm naked.
Oh, yes, Abby. Okay, we're going to ask one question each and work out who's telling the truth and who is lying. Okay, Keith, you first.
Abby, whereabouts are you being naked? Are you in the kitchen?
No, no, I'm in the living room.
Is there any hard surfaces in the living room?
Yes.
Where you go?
Can you sit down on a hard surface and then stand up and then sit down, then stand up, please?
Okay. There's one sit and two sits.
I think she's got clothes on because there were no slappage. Yeah.
Okay.
There were no slap sounds.
Oh,
so
I see what
buttocks.
You mean. You would have thought there would have been a...
Yeah, like a sound of buttocks hitting some hard surface, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but can I change my mind as I go along?
Yeah,
or?
We'll work through it.
Yeah.
You could ask about the circumstances as to how she's arrived at being naked at this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. How did you arrive being naked?
I'm just preparing myself for the week.
You're preparing yourself for the week by being naked?
That's my hint, yeah.
Right. Are you cold?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, it's quite warm now. She's lying. It's
all right.
Warm.
Okay, let's go on
the
to line...
The beast from the east has left us.
Let's go on to line two. Hello, who are you?
I'm Luke from Littlehampton, and I am proper naked.
He's naked.
Why?
I could tell by his confidence.
Can you?
Yeah. You're much more confident when you're naked. Well, you're nervous when you take them all off, aren't you? And then once it's out, you're like, yeah, I'll share out with you. Do you like dancing?
Oh, I love dancing.
Can you just do the dance you would do if you were in a nightclub?
Do I have to do the robot noise?
No, don't do the noises. I want to hear your body make noises. So just dance.
Can I sit down again?
Well, I did hear two slapping noises then. At first, I didn't hear anything. I thought, is he dancing and he's happy, if you know what I'm saying? Because then, of course, you wouldn't hear nothing moving around then.
Yeah. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
All right. OK, I'm going to move on to line three after this.
Scott Mills.
Keith Lemon is with us. He's playing the naked game. Who's on line three, please?
I'm James, and I am completely starkers.
He's not naked, he's completely starkers. Can you just slap your buttocks?
He did get straight there, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was really quick.
Can you play a tune on your buttocks and let me see if you can guess what that tune is?
Good.
Give me a tune, Keith. Give me a tune.
Could you play Little Mix, Shout Out to Your Ex, or On Your Buttocks? You know that tune, remember?
Shout
out to my ex.
It's very quick.
That sounds like he's slapping the cheeks on his face. You know, when you do the mouth thing.
You're right.
That thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't sound like buttocks. What do you do as a job?
It's a lorry driver.
A lorry driver?
Yeah.
And have you seen The Shape of Water?
Is it about that? Is that the one about a smelly fish or something?
Yeah, it's the fish man.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, that question's irrelevant anyway. Well, anyway. It's a good film. I don't think you should see. Can you just do a forward roll in your living room?
Oh, I've just had a knee operation, so I can't.
Oh, right.
Fair play.
Do you use your knees in a forward roll?
You have to get on them, don't you, to start?
Oh, not if you do a proper one, like an Olympic one, you go straight over on your head, don't
straight
you?
Straight over.
Only if you're doing one like you would do at school. That's not called a forward roll, it's called a tipple over.
Are you with your parents, or have you, like, roommates, or what?
No, I got my own house with my partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your partner. You're with your partner now?
No, she's in work.
Oh, okay. Right.
Is she naked?
No, she's at work.
I hope
okay.
not.
Okay, all right. Okay, Chris, who have we got?
Okay, on line one, we had Abby. She's in her living room preparing herself for the week. She's very cold. On line two, we had Luke. He's from Littlehampton. He's very confident and loves to dance. He's very happy downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And on line three, we had James. He claims to be completely Starkers. He's a lorry driver. He was asked to perform Shout Out to My Ex on his buttocks, and he's not seen The Shape of Water.
Good roundup, thank you. All right, Keith, which one out of those is actually naked?
Is it Luke?
You think it's Luke?
Yeah.
Naked person, please reveal yourself now.
It's me, I'm Abby, and I am completely naked.
Oh!
Got it wrong.
Failed. But you know what that means? It means you've won, and what you've won is VIP tickets for Celebrity Juice Live, which is on at 10 o'clock on ITV2. We won't pay for your travel, and we won't put you up in a hotel, but you will get to meet me and Gino DeCampo. Holly and Fern always clear off right quick after the record, so you won't meet them, but you will meet me, and that's, I'm the main one. That's who you want to meet.
Congratulations.
Turn up naked. I'm not really giving you that prize because the tickets for Celebrity Juice are in such high demand. They're in any left, sorry, but we won't send you anything.
Why are you naked today, Abby? Just as a question.
I'm just putting my fake tan on.
Oh, okay, good. Got you.
Oh, I understand.
Of valid reason.
Normal answer.
Yeah. Abby, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
And the other two boys, good liars. Well done.
All the best.
All the best.
Now get naked!
Scott Mills.
Okay, you've made it to Wednesday. You deserve this.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Oh, yeah, riding dirty.
Special Welsh version of our tune of the week.
A thousand times.
I've got no roots.
But my home was never on the ground.
I've got no roots.
But my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots.
I've got no roots.
From yesterday's show.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was an innocent video of Lionel Messi, but it's one of those ones you send your mates where it cuts to.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Halfway through.
The governess.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
What's supposed to be me off air and what I sound like, not true.
Okay, who's this caller? We got the caller?
Ollie.
Okay. What did you say, line one?
One. Line one.
Okay. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Not true.
True. The GC.
Would you want red or white?
Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate.
Me talking about Johnny Depp there from back in the day. Del Winton?
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Come on.
Oh, riding dirty.
I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses, they're my friends.
Bambolea.
Yeah.
Bambolea.
Come on. Porque
mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea. Bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero.
This was our walk-on music last night at the award ceremony that we were rubbish at. Rob the plumber in Hull with his Bawcocks. Reed man in Huntingdon working at the boss's house. He's loving Radio 1 blaring out today. I think that's sarcastic. Ben in sunny Norfolk. Yes, Queen. Sam spreading his fertiliser everywhere in Martham.
Oh, lovely.
Well, the ice cream man. What are you doing selling ice creams in Cheltenham? It's freezing. Adam, John and Bart in Worcester. Come on, 81119, where are you?
Good. We're halfway through the week, everyone. Halfway
down,
through.
Down in Wolverhampton, bumbling away while cleaning windows. Alex on the plough in Farmington. Alex going at it in the van in Stoke. Adam, Paul and John at the plastic factory in Willand. Ellie and Jay at Gatwick going to Venice.
Oh, nice.
Johnny in Salisbury. Dom in Droitwich Spa dancing his spanners off. There's loads of you today.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Shane and all the guys at Premier Garage in Beccles. Abby bumbling with her 10-month-old outside school in Aylesbury. Lucy from Norwich. Dan and Jack. Nathan from Beverly. Gracie from Bewdley. Emily and Matt at Land's End with a Cornish pasty, the dream.
Sit down, see.
Trying to do harmonies here.
Blazing!
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Luke.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, right, Luke. Wow. Yeah. It's
blowy.
The wind's there. It's blowy.
It is blurry down here. Hang on. Let me just get round the corner.
Okay.
Is that better, guys?
Yeah, so much better, guys. Where are you?
I'm in Huntingdon.
Okay. And what are you doing today?
I'm currently at my boss's house painting his door frames.
Okay.
Now, is that part of the job that you do? Or is that extra?
Not property maintenance in Huntingdon, but yeah, at the moment he's got me round here doing his little jobs that he can't be bothered to do himself.
Right. I hope he's paying you.
Of course. Right. Yeah, I'm not doing it for love.
Okay, exactly. None of us are. Did you? No, I mean, I do love this.
Yeah.
But, like, if I didn't get paid anything, I don't know, would I still do it?
What do you do? Well, don't... Listen, you don't want to be having this conversation ahead of any kind of...
Actually...
contract negotiation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it for free. Did you hear Keith Lemon earlier?
Yeah, he's very funny as always.
I love him. So good.
On point.
Great to play the naked game with, I think. Perfect.
Yeah, oh, perfect.
Okay, so, bangers, who do you normally pick?
That's Chris, without a doubt. Always Chris.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today.
Always.
Oh, God. It's going to be Chris again, isn't it? A Law on Dance, Stromae.
It is good.
I love this, to be fair. Rowdy.
A little bit swing today as well with this song on.
Exactly, you can
tune.
Feel a bit French.
Reminds me of A Law on Graft as well, but you won't know that one, will you? It's like a version of it that me and my mates loved for ages. All right, you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this.
Ooh,
yes. Take your money.
Memories.
Yeah, memories. This is MIA Paper Planes.
Remember the video for this?
I don't know.
Take your money.
Okay.
Okie dokie. All right, it's decision time. I'm sorry, but it's going to have to be... Scott.
Oh!
Havana on car. Havana on car. Havana on car.
Havana on car.
Havana on car.
Zut à l'eau.
Zut à l'eau.
Havana on car. Call the gendarmerie.
Absolutely not.
MIA should have won that one. Defo. 3-0 down. That's tragic.
Oh.
And if I get 5 balled this week, if I lose 5 times, I'm going to be dropping Trey in front of Maya Jammer on Friday.
Oh, we've not had that situation
actually,
before.
Actually, well, but I suppose when it comes to Friday, she steps into play, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So maybe we can never have a 5 balling anymore.
Yeah, we've not really worked that one out yet. Classic us. Oh, no, the gendarme here. Unbelievable.
Gendarmerie.
A different siren calls abroad.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Remember when we had the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge in?
Never going to forget it.
That was a year ago, unbelievably. And there were loads of questions that we wanted to ask, but our bosses said that we couldn't. And we thought today we'd reveal what those questions were to William and Kate.
This is great because it was in basically the notes section of both of our phones and the teams here.
Yeah. But these are the ones where our bosses were like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Coming up in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
So last night, we were up for an award at the Radio Music Awards from the BBC for our interview that we did with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, which was pretty much exactly a year ago. Now, we didn't win the award last night. So we are finally, we've been told we're allowed to actually read these on air because we didn't want to kind of jinx anything before. So these are the questions that we wanted to ask. And the whole team kind of like got together in a WhatsApp and we just like bouncing messages back and forward. But this is what we could have asked to William and Kate. But our boss here said, absolutely no way. I'll go first.
You go first, yeah.
William, if you and Kate disagree and you have to flip a coin, do you say heads or tails or granny or tails?
It's such a good question. Kate, when you see BA and you're chilling at home, is it joggers and William's old sports top from St. Andrews all the way?
Basically asking if she's wearing jogging bottoms ever. Okay, I don't need usernames, but do you guys have secret social media accounts that you post to?
Have you ever pulled a sickie? Because you have to go to so many engagements. Are you ever like, nah, not today? Some of these are ridiculous.
Which leads on to, do you ever get bored of being a royal? Imagine if we'd ask that.
If you could be a royal in any other country, what country would it be? I think some of these should have gone.
Have you ever done that thing where you fold a £5 note at the edges of the Queen's, your grandmother's, mouth and it makes it look like she's smiling or frowning? Have you shown it to her?
I've just seen this one. I've been to Windsor Castle. There are suits of armour everywhere. Have you ever had a bit of a night out and tried them on?
It says completely bladdered there,
actually. Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought I'd change that slightly.
Do you ever wake up some mornings and think, ha, my actual grandmother is the actual queen?
Why not look into that camera and say it now? Yas, queen.
Hang on, I'm just trying to find more that we can read. Hang on. If you and Kate wanted to sneak out on a Friday night, what disguise would you wear? Do you have a dress-up box with fake moustaches, glasses, hats, etc.?
Oh, that's tragic. Imagine the situation. Dad, brackets Prince Charles, is in a foreign country and has been persuaded to take part in a local dance. He gets fully involved. Are you proper embarrassed?
happens all the time.
Ah, oh, dear.
Okay. You met Lady Gaga this week. Because of Lady Gaga, or rather her fans, we have a saying on our show, which is, yas. We then met pop star Meghan Trainor, who turned it into, yas, queen. Your grandmother is the actual queen. Will you just look into this camera?
It's so good.
And promise next time you go up to her, do it too. Yas, queen! Just some of the ones that we wanted to say.
Scott Mills.
A bit annoyed that we didn't think of that one ourselves, actually, for when William and Kate came in a year ago. Have you ever done a face swap on Snapchat with your nan in a £10 note?
Yeah, good question. Would have been a good one.
Thanks, Danny. And this one. Don't know your name. Do you ever just think, I'm in line for the throne?
Yes.
This.
Is BBC
Radio 1
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and remember, at 1:40, James the Private Investigator is on.
Scott Mills.